Good evening, this is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump says ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is holding even as Tel Aviv continues its deadly strikes. Japan's ruling LDP agrees on coalition with JIP. Sene Takeuchi on course to become the country's first female prime minister. 23 Indian crew members rescued after fire in Gulf Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon off the coast of Aden, Yemen. Festival of Lights, Diwali being celebrated across the country and abroad, and leaders from several nations join in extending warm wishes. And in ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka set a target of 203 runs for Bangladesh to win the match. US President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel is holding even as Israel continues its deadly strikes. His comments came as Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip today, killing at least 15 civilians, including a journalist, after an explosion killed two Israeli soldiers near Rafah. According to the Israeli military, the clashes between when Hamas fighters allegedly fired an anti-tank missile and open gunfire on Israeli troops stationed in Rafah, resulting in the deaths of two soldiers. Hamas had said that it was committed to the ceasefire, but accused Israel of violations and warned the strikes could push the situation towards a total collapse of the ceasefire. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's advisor Jared Kushner and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff arrived in Israel today. They are expected to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to join talks tomorrow. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, and the Japan Innovation Party, JIP, have formalized a coalition deal paving the way for LDP leader Takeuchi Sane to become the country's first female prime minister. The agreement was made official this evening during a meeting at the Diet between LDP leader Takeuchi Sane and Japan Innovation Party leader Yoshimura Hirofumi. The two parties pledged to cooperate on a broad range of policy areas, including economic and fiscal reforms, foreign affairs, national security, and energy. The coalition comes at a critical time as lawmakers are set to vote for a new prime minister tomorrow. While the LDP remains the largest party in the Diet, it lost its majority earlier this month when its junior partner Koma Ito abruptly exited the coalition just days after Takeuchi assumed party leadership. The new partnership with the JIP brings the LDP closer to securing the number needed to form a stable government. If elected, 64-year-old Takeuchi will become Japan's first female prime minister of the country. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung today said that the government will make bold investments in research and development in the defense and aerospace industries by 2030. He reaffirmed the government's vision to make South Korea one of the world's top four defense powers during his opening address at the Seoul International Aerospace and Defense Exhibition. Lee said, "To enhance export competitiveness, it is crucial to deploy domestically developed weapon systems within the armed forces to demonstrate their reliability and performance." In China, the 20th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, CPC, started its fourth plenary session in Beijing today. President Mr. Xi Jinping, who is also the Secretary General of the CPC Central Committee, delivered a work report on behalf of the Political Bureau. He called on the party leadership to draft proposals for the formulation of the 15th five-year plan from 2026 to 2030 for the national economic and social development. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this story and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the NewsOn AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. As many as 23 Indian crew members were rescued after a fire broke out on board the Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon following an explosion off the coast of Aden, Yemen. The incident took place yesterday when the ship was sailing about 113 nautical miles southeast of Aden on its way to Djibouti. Early reports suggest the explosion was accidental, but the exact cause is still being investigated. According to the European Union, EU, Naval Force Operation Aspides, 24 crew members had initially abandoned the vessel and 23 of them, all Indians, have been safely rescued. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country and abroad today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. In a heartwarming display of cultural appreciation, diplomatic missions across New Delhi joined in the Diwali celebrations today, extending festive greetings to the people of India. We have a report.
Embassies from Austria, Brazil, Finland, Israel, Switzerland and the European Union marked the occasion with joy and colour. The Finnish embassy hosted a lively celebration featuring a quiz, lunch and dance. A video shared by the mission showed embassy officials grooving to upbeat music, embracing the spirit of the festival. Israeli diplomats took to Diwali shopping, picking up traditional flowers and lamps. They also created Rangoli designs at the embassy and shared warm wishes with the public. The Swiss embassy celebrated in New Delhi with officials posing beside a vibrant Rangoli as they extended their greetings. Meanwhile, the European Union, Austrian embassy and Brazil's ambassador to India also conveyed heartfelt wishes to mark the festival. Diwali is celebrated with great enthusiasm across the globe, reflecting India's rich cultural heritage and its universal message of unity and harmony. Akhila, News Desk, World News, Akashwani, Delhi.
Leaders from Australia, New Zealand and Singapore shared greetings recognizing Diwali's significance in promoting peace and togetherness across cultures. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer marked the occasion by recalling his recent visit to India, where he lit a diya in Mumbai as a symbol of devotion and renewed bonds. Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs joined the chorus of global goodwill, wishing may light always prevail in its Diwali message. In Nepal, Lakshmi Puja is being performed this evening by worshipping Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, affluence and prosperity, with devotion. This evening, troops of teenage girls from the neighborhood sing Bhailo songs amidst dancing and merriment. Yemen's Houthi rebels have detained 24 United Nations employees after raiding a UN-run facility in the capital, Sana'a. Jean Alam, spokesman for the UN resident coordinator in Yemen, said that the staff members were held inside the agency's compound in Sana'a's southwestern Hada neighborhood. The staff reportedly belonged to several UN agencies, among them the World Food Programme, the Children's Agency, UNICEF, and the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Those detained include at least 5 Yemeni nationals. At least 18 individuals, including 2 students, have reportedly been apprehended by Pakistani armed forces during a series of operations in Quetta, Panjgur, Kharan and Mashtang districts of Balochistan and taken to undisclosed locations. According to local media reports, 2 Baloch students were detained late Friday night from their home in the Essa Nagri area of Quetta's Brewery locality. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka women beat Bangladesh by 7 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Mumbai tonight. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 202 for 9 in 48.4 overs with the help of Hasini Pereira's 85 runs. For Bangladesh, Shorna Akhtar struck 3 wickets. Chasing the target, Bangladesh women once was in a very strong position at 176 for 4 in 45.1 overs but lost the match 195 for 9. The winner will join England, Australia and South Africa in the semifinals. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump says ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is holding even as Tel Aviv continues its deadly strikes. Japan's ruling LDP agrees on coalition with JIP. Sanae Takaichi on course to become the country's first female prime minister. 23 Indian crew members rescued after fire in Gulf. Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon off the coast of Aden, Yemen. Festival of Lights Diwali being celebrated across the country and abroad. Leaders from several nations join in extending warm wishes. And in the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka win the match by 7 runs against Bangladesh. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.